saying, compare, despair. You just can't help it when it comes to this stinking oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, can we? Everybody wants to stack it up against the Exxon Valdez. Tanker versus platform that caught on fire and sank and is spewing this ugly crude oil all over the Gulf of Mexico. And it's making the workers who were trying to clean it up sick. They're getting sick. Can you blame them? They're inhaling all of this stuff, even if they have masks and whatnot. So yet another possible lawsuit probably looms from the people who are working on the cleanup. I'm really not laughing. I mean, actually, it's ridiculous when you think about it. So at this point, the numbers keep clicking up. But the good news is Top Kill is underway. The operation midstream, so to speak. We'll know by this time tomorrow whether or not it was a success, according to BP. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. If you were moving around the dial and you happen to catch us, welcome on board. Hope you stick around for a while. It's water cooler buzz at its best. That's what we like to call it. Whether you're on the left coast, the right coast, the east coast, the any coast, or somewhere in between, what I'm trying to say is everybody's welcome. Anybody with something to say that makes sense, throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Boy, we have a lot of interesting things to jump to, including coming up in a few, We Can Count. You're going to like this version of We Can Count. There are always a lot of numbers. It sort of goes along with my theme of follow the money. There's numbers and money everywhere we look. It's about currency, isn't it? So this is Memorial Day weekend we're coming up upon, and I'm wondering how many of you are going away. Hopefully a lot of you have some plans, whether it's a staycation and you're just going to hang out and chill, that's good. Or if you're headed off somewhere exciting, hopefully not the Gulf to drop a fishing line, maybe to go see some friends. But I wish you and your family a very safe, safe journey. A lot of people will be on the roads. There's no question about that. So in the middle of Top Kill, here's what's happening now. It's got a 60% chance of success, according to the two dreaded letters, which would be BP. See, we have the three dreaded letters on this show, AIG, and we just can't let that go. And now the two dreaded letters, and that's BP. What's happening at this point, they're trying to plug, of course, the gushing leak. Top Kill is happening since 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the idea is pumping that mud, using that mud, trying to plug the gap. And ultimately, if they're able to do that, then they can take cement, put it down there, because we're talking 5,000 feet. And when they do that, that means they're sealing it, and that would be a good thing. Because what's happening right now is we keep talking about the people who make their living shrimping and fishing and all that sort of stuff off of these boats and whatnot. But the Gulf Coast hotels are being slammed. The restaurants are being slammed. A lot of people are canceling their reservations. So because they see what's happening and they realize, do we really want to go there if these beaches are going to be messed up? So you've got hotels who are dramatically slashing their rates to try to get some tourists to come to the rooms. You know, we're talking about beaches and marshes that are being threatened from Texas to Florida, and it's still much too early to say whether there's going to be an overall stain across the board on the tourism industry in those areas. During the first 2 weeks of May, hotels within 10 miles of the coast in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama saw occupancy rates rise dramatically, in some cases by a third or more of the same time last year, right? So is this a positive thing or not? There was an initial wave of cancellations, and a lot of potential folks who would go and visit have been persuaded that most of the areas, despite what you're seeing and hearing, that gushing crude has not hit those particular beaches. But that's the thing. If they don't plug this leak, then that means it'll spread to some of the other ones that are be more popular. High season starts with Memorial Day. I mean, high season, that's the time. And there are some incredible areas in the places that I just mentioned that will be, you know, jammed across the board in all of those states, whether it's a place like the Beach Club or the Turquoise Place and Resort in Gulf Shores, Alabama. But and they're actually being cool about their cancellation policies because they don't want to scare people off. And Memorial Day is a time when people really, really like to travel. So BP has promised $15 million apiece for tourism marketing in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The key thing here is Operation Top Kill. If it works, then that would ease, I think, some of the fears. A lot of people have opinions on this, including, I'm sure, some of you. As I said, BP says a 60% rate is what they think, 60% chance of success, because they're playing it safe. They don't want to have any more blowback on this. It's been tough to see how much of the shoreline has been damaged. Here's what Congressman John Fleming, Republican from Louisiana, had to say about the damage he's seen.
Isn't this, sir, really paralysis through analysis? We have 84 miles of shoreline that are now affected. By the time we figure out whether this will work or not in some way be a problem for the environment, it'll be too late to do anything.
Yeah, see, that's it. So they're doing this top kill process, but will it be too late to save so many of the damaged areas that have been ruined by this tremendous spill? And it is all about the volume. It is about getting your arms around, well, geez, how much are we, at this point, how much are we talking about? And we're talking about, at this point, we're talking about surpassing the Exxon Valdez. And yes, it's great that the top kill is going as planned. They're pumping that mud into the leaking well. And it's their biggest, baddest, boldest attempt to do something to shut off the gusher. But still no way to know until this time tomorrow whether or not it was successful. By the way, the president has extended the moratorium on offshore drilling. Drill, baby, drill is not the battle cry these days. And Obama is headed to Louisiana, or actually Mississippi, to deliver some kind of address on Friday. It could be a, whoa, this is great, and thanks for all the help, because now we finally plugged it, and everything's, we're going to do whatever we can to help all the businesses. It's all about the control of this spill. And now the president is saying they were going to roll out tougher rules for oil rigs because of some of the things that happened as a result of this oil spill with the Deepwater Horizon. And the moratorium is now where it is. I mean, they've halted it. Even though the initial discussion was, let's go forward with this. At this point, it's about fixing this problem and then moving forward, right? Stop the leak, contain the spill, help the businesses. But boy, don't cut off offshore drilling. I think that'd be a big mistake, despite the spill. Oh, I know people are going to disagree with that. Bring it on. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use.
All right, once again, we've got Harry Rinker in the house to talk about all things collectible, and I have a feeling it has nothing to do with the oil spill. I don't know. Would you want to collect anything from that? Certainly not. I don't think so anyway. But here's the number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Tis the season for shopping, garage sales, estate sales, all that kind of stuff. I'm starting to see a ton of signs, although I live in a warm weather place where there are more garage sales all the way around the year. But particularly now, I can see that they're clicking up. Around the country, I imagine, Memorial Day and just before that is when you start to see things really roll out. Harry, is that true with garage sales in other places?
It is, although traditionally we'll see them as early as April, May here. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you're right, with Memorial Day coming up, most people will avoid the big national holidays for garage sales because people are traveling.
Right.
Probably the biggest day for garage sales, whether it's in your neck of the woods or anywhere in the country, are the last 2 weeks of August. Or if you're smart, that's when you'll do them. Because a lot of times kids moving back into college, you know, rented an apartment, and mom and dad are in town and they're driving around garage sales trying to furnish the kid's apartment for them.
Oh, I didn't realize you went up.
That's a biggie in the garage sale business.
Wow, so the last two, we've got to remember that. And really, a lot of places, there's colleges everywhere, whether they're community
right.
colleges or big colleges or whatever, but it's everywhere across the country, yeah.
Yeah, but that thing, a garage sale, you know, this is the hardest thing to tell people. A garage sale is really a recycling sale. That is, it's a time when you look around the house and you say, what do I have that's usable that I don't care about? Or I have it used in a year. I mean, if most women would apply that to their closets, they'd be a lot emptier, but we won't go there. But, yeah, yourself, kid. But anyway, the situation is you go around, you look around the house, and you say, okay, you know, I have this. This is still something that somebody can use, but it has no value to me. You put it out, and the deal is 10 cents on the dollar. If it costs a buck new, you sell it for a dime. If it costs $10 new, you sell it for a buck. You want to get rid of it. The big mistake, Kate, that most people have, people have these garage sales. They get this stuff, and they say, well, I don't want to sell that for that little. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm gonna put this price on it. At the end of the day, 90% of the stuff is still there. And what you have to understand when you run a garage sale is you already decided the stuff is worthless to you anyway. So
right.
Why not get something for it but get rid of it?
Right, so you have to know how to
price
it.
I mean, the goal is not to move it back into the house.
Right.
I mean, you've met these people that have the same garage sale every year for 10 years.
Yes, yes.
And you go out there and the same merchandise, same overpriced merchandise. I mean, you know, you just want to say to them, you didn't sell that last year for that amount of money. What makes you think somebody's going to buy it from you this year?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and you do see that a lot.
Yeah, it's
how
really
you,
hard
you,
for us when we're trying to counsel people about doing garage sales.
You know, you mentioned that. How do you price it?
Because a garage sale is really a recycling sale, it's not a place to sell antiques or collectibles.
No, it's not
a place to sell things that belong to your grandparents or great-grandparents or that's even necessarily your parents. Those belong at flea markets and auctions and other types of environments. It's not that a yard sale is that value. It's just that you want to make sure that what you're selling there is really something that somebody's going to reuse more so than anything else.
Yeah, so you said the thing about pricing. How do you decide how to price it?
Well, anything that sells it's a good price. I take the grandkids garage selling. I think it's, first of all, it's a great way to do it. You give them $2 and say, hey, you know, spend your $2 wisely. You buy one thing or you can buy a bunch of things for a dime.
Right.
You know, oftentimes when they first start out with you, they'll spend their $2 and then they'll say, oh, Grandpa, I'd like this. And I say, but you don't have any money left. And so you can kind of encourage them and go along with it. Garage sales, too, are great if you're trying to save money if you have youngsters. I mean, that's really where the garage sale is probably at its best. You know, kids grow up fast and they go through clothing and a lot of stuff gets worn once or twice, sometimes not even worn at all. A lot of things get played with for a short period of time, especially correct in today's world. And so you can do them that way. By the way, changing the subject, we do want to encourage people to call in with their questions about antiques mm-hmm. and collectibles. They can use the same 800 number that you use, 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question about antiques or collectibles, give us a call. We'd be delighted to talk to you. Kate and I always love to talk to each other, but they don't call on a radio for nothing here.
That's right. And that's what we're good at. So 800-259-5791.
Right. Welcome, when I call into you, we can call it call on radio. It's all right.
That's right.
By the way, are you hanging your head? Little Orphan Annie is leaving us.
I know. No more.
It's down to 20 strips. Or 20 newspapers now. Yeah, it's kind of fun for me. I was a big fan of the comics on Sunday morning. I mean, whenever I travel, I mean, it's the first thing I always read is the comics. The sports pages is too tragic right now. I read the comics first, the sports pages second. I could care about the rest of the world. But the thing is that out in my travels, I see a lot of these columns that I grew up with as kids. They're still around. We still have Prince Valiant in our paper up here on Sunday mornings in Brookfield. And I see cartoons like The Phantom and Mandrake the Magician and Judge Parker and Mary Worth and even Dick Tracy. In the course of my travels, I mean, that's one of the fun things for me is to go out when I'm on the road and pick up a paper from another area and see what strips are still around, the old-time strips on there. And Little Orphan Annie, it survived really well, almost, you know, just a little bit before it turned 85. But unfortunately, when the creators of these strips die, and I can't stand, when I do encounter Dick Tracy, I can't stand him.
I feel the same way.
It's not the strip Kester Gould drew by any stretch of the imagination. Well, back around 2000, they changed a Little Orphan Annie. They got rid of her red dress with the white collar and the white cuffs, and she's in jeans now.
Isn't that crazy? Hey, Harry, we've got a call. Shelly is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Shelly.
Oh, gosh, Shelly, anything to break the monotony of Kate and I talking. Thank you so much. What you got?
Well, first of all, I want to say hi to Kate. I haven't talked to her in forever.
Hello.
Hi there. I have a sea chest. It's a pine chest that belonged to my uncle. from, he was a Great Lakes ship captain. It's a tool chest from the Great Lakes, and it was on the freighters. And there are tons and tons of tools in it. It's pine. And
does it have a dome top or a flat top?
It's flat.
And does it have his name on it or any markings on it?
Where would I look?
Would look at the top of the chest, and there would be his name. And if it's not there, it's not there. No.
No, there's no name. No name.
Yeah, the tools inside, unless they're specific for working on a ship, which they could well be, I suppose, the chest is probably nicely worn and got some age to it, so you're looking at 100 to maybe 100 and a quarter.
Okay.
For that, the tools inside may, again, be sold more for use than for their antique quality. I mean, a hammer is a hammer, a screwdriver is a screwdriver.
Right.
And again, you know, people don't understand this. The tools don't wear out. And furthermore, if they're craftsmen, if you break one, you can always still take it back to Sears Roebuck.
That'd be funny.
No, seriously. I mean, when people go out to auction and craftsman tools come up, they bring a decent price.
Yeah.
You know, if you pay a quarter at auction, a quarter on the dollar for a good Sears tool, you know, knowing full well that if something would happen to it, there's that Sears guarantee sitting in the background.
Sure. I know that there's a compass set in there, which is, I'm not sure exactly what that's for.
Well, if it's what we call a box compass, if it's a rectangular or almost a square-like box, maybe 4 inches or 5 inches by 5 inches by 5 inches, and you lift the top up and there's a floating compass in there,
uh-huh,
then you could have something worth $40 to $60 or more, even into the hundreds.
Wow.
Nice.
You know those nautical compasses I'm talking about, Kate, the ones
yes.
that, you know, there's a hook on that hold them steady, and then all of a sudden you take the hook off, but it'll balance with the ocean waves so that they
yeah.
can take a proper reading.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
If you get one of those, it dates before the 50s, well, before World War II, they've got some collectability to them as a scientific instrument.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Cool.
Shelley, I'm glad that you called. Thanks. Appreciate it. Boy, time is fleeting. Harry, that's it. That was terrific.
Well, we'll do this again the second Tuesday in June.
Yeah, remember that, everybody. Hey, have a happy Memorial Day.
Hey, same to you, kiddo.
All right, Harry Rinker, he is the guru of all things collectible. He's terrific. So remember that 2 weeks from now, you want to ask about that stuff with the garage sale, you're moving. The pricing thing, I think, is so tricky. All right, we'll take more here on the flip side.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Guy, seriously, if you ever have anything that you're trying to sell or you're curious about how much it costs, he's the man, and he comes on every 2 weeks. Kind of mark that down. He's so much a part of the show, it's sometimes I forget that he's just right there. And I think he offers some good advice for people that are trying to figure out what it is that they have and they have no clue. I couldn't tell you half the stuff. I have no idea. If I was like on that Antiques Roadshow, I'd be the worst. I would be the worst because I wouldn't know. I mean, I could probably have something priceless and I'd have no idea unless it was really, really super obvious. But yeah, I would be the worst. I would be the worst person on that show. So it's fun to talk to him and just keep that in mind when you're thinking about selling something. Just make a mental note. Oh, yeah, that Civil War rifle I had that was handed down from my great-great uncle, whatever, and I found it in the attic. He's the guy to call. So here we are in America tonight, and there are some interesting things that have cropped up, and during the day I happened to see a few things that caught my attention that I think would be worth mentioning here on these airways across this great nation. So are you concerned at all with the attempted attacks on the U.S.? Well, the answer to that, I'll just answer that. Of course you are. Everybody's worried about that. So out of Washington, they tell us something that has to be pretty obvious to most of us. Weeks after the failed car bombing, Faisal Shahzad, his handiwork at Times Square in New York, the Department of Homeland Security says the number and pace of attempted attacks against the United States over the past 9 months have surpassed the number of attempts during any other previous one-year period. I know that none of you are shocked by this if you're keeping score. I have a notebook that has all of them listed. And the most obvious ones, you could throw in the Jihad Jane thing, trying to off the cartoonist. But is Faisal Shahzad that we just mentioned and Abdullah Muttalib, the Christmas Day bomber, that was frightening, wasn't it? Zazi, the guy who was going to try to blow up the subway system in New York, at some portion of the subway system anyway. And then there was the group of kids that were plotting different terror attacks throughout the U.S. who had sort of assimilated in, not sort of, had assimilated here in the country, and then were trying to figure out a way to get the training in a Pakistani camp. There's always somebody willing to train, right? We know that. So it is pretty grim. And the assessment is part of an unclassified DHS intelligence memo that was put together for various law enforcement types, whether it's, you know, CIA, FBI, all that kind of deal. Think of anybody that would be included in that. So naturally, one of the cable networks got a hold of a copy of it, and it says, we have to operate under the premise that other operatives are in the country and could advance plotting with little or no warning. Really? You think there might be more Shazads? Every time we have Jeff Atticott on, who I think is brilliant when it comes to terrorism, I mean, this is part of what he did in the military, and he's advised the FBI before, he's advised other countries, he's testified before Congress, and I'm sure he is just bangs his head against the brick wall when he thinks of little memos like this, like, you gotta be kidding me. I mean, okay, so maybe you have to put that in a memo, we're seeing more activity, but we've had to operate under that premise that there are other operatives in the United States for a very long time. You could go back at least to 9/11 and say, gee, I bet there are other people that are in this country that have assimilated somehow. I mentioned some obvious ones that were on the radar lately, like the Zazi deal and Shazad. You could certainly throw in the whole Fort Hood thing with the major who went berserk and killed all those innocent folks on the base. That was crazy. But he's another one who was radicalized, and I think there are certainly more that would be among us. We have open borders. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and so there are easy ways to get around things until they figure out a way to have better systems in place for student visas, for example, and any of the documents that are easily forged from Social Security on down. These are ways and loopholes that are going to find their way into troubled hands. And the price that they pay for the documents is priceless when you're trying to lie in the weeds and wait and bide your time. I think the scariest thing about the Shazad deal is the fact that he was one of the people that was willing to wait for years, like 7 years. I'll just wait. I'll become a naturalized citizen. I'll go. I'll get the training. But this is ultimately, this is growing. This fever is growing. I have my two kids. I have my wife. I'm going to work in a financial firm. People like me. They'll say, yeah, he was a nice guy. And nobody will know anything different about me, but yet I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for my chance at greatness. And that's scary to me. It's scary that there are those that would wait. Somebody who's impatient, wants to be the martyr, wants to blow up something, wants to do something to the country, and then they fall through they easily can fall into the net because they screw up somehow. And this guy screwed up, but I think that there'd be people that might perfect the art, let's say, the more that they're just waiting around, waiting for their chance, waiting to get the opportunity to do something, to make some kind of a big stand. Okay, so we move from that stupid memo, which I think all of us could have known about in 9/11 and said, yes, of course, we know that there are attacks that are at a big all-time high, but that there are more people that are in the country ready to act at a moment's notice. So since I mentioned the thing about the major in Fort Hood and Hassan, it just brings to mind this Army helmet thing. I don't know if I mentioned this or not on the air. I think I did. I made a mental note last week to say something, but the company that made 44,000 helmets recalled by the Army because they weren't good has stopped all helmet manufacturing. Check this out. Federal Prison Industries, the company that made the potentially defective combat helmets, was subcontracted to make the helmets by, this is always how it is, right? It was the guy who passed on to the guy, but anyway, they were subcontracted to make the helmets by Armor Source, which is the company, the specific company named in the recall. So Federal Prison Industries has agreed to waive preferential status that gives it the right of first refusal on U.S. government contracts. And the reason is because the Army recalled those helmets a couple of weeks ago when they said that the advanced combat helmets failed ballistic testing standards. I mean, just, you know, minimalistic ballistic testing standards. Can you imagine? And many of them used by the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Could we make it harder for these guys? We're going to give you the crappiest helmets that we can possibly give you. And, oh, yeah, the rules of engagement are real tricky here, so be careful. Don't be trigger happy. Don't do this. Don't do that. Just be use your diplomatic skills that you learned when you were in basic. And Godspeed. So, hey, did they know they were defective? Let's hope somebody didn't know. And then they just found out when they started testing them. It just shows that you got to test them more. So the troops have been instructed to exchange the helmets for ones made by another company. But here's the tricky part. The Army is still trying to find all of the helmets. And the Justice Department, they were the ones who launched this investigation into the helmet manufacturing of this company. And an amendment was proposed to the Defense Authorization Bill. So that amendment would have forced the company to submit to competitive bidding. And, you know, you cannot have these men and women with faulty equipment. So this company, of course they're done. They can't meet the most basic standards in manufacturing. But, oh, so sorry, it's too late because some of this crappy material, the helmets that won't even pass the most simplistic tests are on the heads of people that are out there in some of the villages and stuff. I mean, give me a break on this one. See, this is another simple thing that they should have known. Are you getting the cheapest bids? So you're duped because they seem like they've always been solid before? You know, this is like the basic part of the soldier's gear, and it's something they need. The helmets have to be correct. I mean, hello. It has to pass the best standards you can possibly think of. Because imagine, the Army had a contract with this group to produce 600,000 helmets. Yeah. And deliver, and the Marines, these are the guys, this is the first line of defense, right? These are the guys out there. 100,000 of the lightweight helmets were supposed to go to the Marines. So they don't meet the basic standards, and you can't protect the troops, and you think of how important that helmet is with the IEDs and what happens and how often the helmet is the thing that saved the guy or maybe didn't save him. I mean, saved him, and maybe there was still some damage, but at least the helmet somewhat protected him. That's ridiculous. And that should absolutely be the blunder of the day. Speaking of blunder of the day, we have a good one. You have to go to americatonight.net. It's worth it. Go to americatonight.net and check out blunder of the day. Look at Venus Williams' outfit that she wore for the French Open. She might as well have been naked with a tennis racket. Hang with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd all be great. Put your picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad. I drank too much last night. Got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. I missed the bus and there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again. And even if I'm there, they'll all imply.
All right, so here's the number if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Top Kill. We'll know this time tomorrow night whether or not it was a success. Easy for me to say. A success. Do you think I'm going to announce on the air, hey, they're already pumping that cement in. Woo, the leak is plugged. Or do you think it's going to be the other side of that? It's kind of like one of those flip a coin heads or tails, but I don't want to root against it, so I'm hoping that it's going to be sealed. I'm not so sure, and there's no way to tell. I looked at the live feed when we stepped aside, and I mean, all you see is the plume, and whether it's a little, looks like it's not rushing out, it doesn't really mean anything. It's all about that mud closing it up, and then ultimately the cement. But do you think this is dead by this time tomorrow? 800-259-5791. A couple of the other things that we've mentioned already here besides Top Kill, the bogus idea about, okay, Jesus, alert everybody that, ooh, Shahzad lets us know that there might be other people that could, at a moment's notice, hop to it and decide to attack us at some point, somebody that is living among us. I mean, this is old news.
this is old news, and it means that I should have been in the CIA, and I don't really have the qualifications. If I knew that, and probably most of you knew that. There was, I know I've said this before, but there was a series, and I want to say it was on Showtime, but it was called Sleeper Cell. If you can find that anywhere and rent that, oh, rent it. And that pretty much lays out the plan for you. And this had to be like 3 years ago when that series came out. I mean, come on. If you want to make a prediction on the Flyers Blackhawks series, you can do that too. And shame, shame on the helmets. I say that that company never gets a bid on anything again. I don't, even if they've had some tremendous equipment in the past, boy, I would really put them in the mothballs. Al in Canada, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi, Kate. What would happen if a hurricane hit the Gulf of Mexico right now?
That'd be disastrous. Are you kidding me? And they're predicting terrible hurricanes for the season.
Well, they better get that hole plugged before they, you know, and I never thought I'd see James Carville attack a Democratic president. Could you believe your eyes and ears when you saw that?
What are you talking about with Carville? You saw him on like Chris Matthews?
Yeah, I saw him on the, I don't know what show, I just saw him on the news tonight. He was saying that, you know, he was tearing a strip off of President Obama like you wouldn't believe. He was saying that Obama, has President Obama declared the Gulf of Mexico a disaster zone?
No, and he's going there Friday.
Well, he should do. Yeah, and how much of the Gulf of Mexico does the USA own? Like, is it a 200-mile limit? Like, out from the coastline, is it 200 miles out or 10 miles out? Or?
Oh, no, it's probably at least 200.
And Mexico owns some of it, too, don't they?
Right. When you say own, it's not own, but it's part of their waterways. It's, you know, like,
yeah,
your international waterways, yeah.
Yeah, technically it's part of the USA.
Right.
It's part of your of your coastline.
Sure.
But, you know, the Norwegians and the British have been drilling for oil in the North Sea for, I don't know, 34, I don't know, who knows. Has anybody consulted the Norwegians and brought over some, the Norwegians and the British, they must have had some kind of an oil leak in the North Sea at some time, haven't they?
Not that I've ever heard of, but certainly the British are being consulted because BP, half of them are British and
yeah,
they're engineers. From what I understand, they have picked every brain that they say, BP, anybody in the engineering side of things, because they would be the guys who would know, okay, if there's a malfunction here. That's why the top kill procedure, but they didn't know, because it's never happened before, that they've used it at 5,000 feet because they've never had to.
Yeah, and also, can I make a quick comment about American Idol? I was
Shocker, huh?
Yeah, I lost $10 on that America. I had a bet going, but you know, because I bet on Crystal Bower stocks. But there must be an awful lot of hard of hearing pain salesmen in the USA that voted for that pain salesman from Chicago. You know, and also, Kate, I'm mad at the city of Chicago is a fantastic city, but I'm big time PO'd at Chicago. Not only did Chicago knock out my beloved Vancouver Knuckleheads, and now they've gone and a guy from Chicago has gone honestly, Kate, don't you think that Crystal Bower Sox has more talent than the guy that won?
Well, I'll be honest, because I didn't watch American Idol, but I listened to them because of you, Al. I listened to some of the previous stuff that they sang, and I think she was definitely much more talented than him.
She's kind of a smoothed over, kind of a sweetened up Janis Joplin.
Yeah, so she had a great voice. Yeah,
a little bit sweeter than Janis Joplin was kind of rough. Janis Joplin was kind of rough around the edges. She was incredible, but she was rough around the edges. But Crystal Bower Sox, and Janis Joplin was born and raised in Texas, I think, wasn't she?
She was, yeah.
Port Arthur. But, I'm a big history buff, and I'm a fanatic about music and history, so whenever I see a book on the history of music, I just go nuts. But, you know, and so I think Crystal Bower Sox, but I honestly, if she had put a CD out tomorrow, I'd buy it in a heartbeat. And also,
she will have one out. She will.
And also, did you hear that Art Linkletter passed away?
I did. Yes.
Yeah, he was born in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, Canada. And he was popular.
And he was he had a show called The Kids Kids Say the Darndest Things. Somebody should come up with a show about liberal Democrats and call it Libs Say the Darndest Things.
Libs say the darndest thing.
Let's go, Kate.
Thanks. You know what? He had a more current show that people talked about. And it's interesting you bring up Art Linkletter because we're going to let you hear a little bit of that coming up in our next hour. But a lot of people liked it. House Party was the show that people would remember him from currently, I think. And he was one of those, you know, there's just certain hosts that hang around for a while, and he was absolutely one of those guys. So let's finish this off with something interesting. You know, we're talking about, Al brought up American Idol. You know, I don't get that, for me, I don't get the phenomenon of American Idol, but a lot of people watched it. Maybe it's the fact that anybody could become somebody, and a lot of these people all of a sudden became famous, whether it was Jennifer Hudson or Carrie Underwood. A slew of them have become household names. So once again, here we go with American Idol, and a new winner is crowned. And Al makes the comment of, you know, I'd buy a CD if she puts a CD out. And I think that's the thing. I mean, it's that automatic 15 minutes when you win American Idol. And so this is a guy who's a paint salesman whose life is going to change, already has, but is going to change dramatically. But Simon Cowell, the Brit who was one of the judges on the series right from the very beginning, who was critical and took nasty swings at people, he was part of the reason that people started to watch American Idol because of some of the things that he said to the early contestants. And, you know, they purposely picked some brutal people along the way. And it was a great setup for when they would come on stage and he would rip whatever attempt on whatever song that it was that they were making. But he is done with American Idol. So when you switch hosts, how much does that kill a show like that, even though they've brought in other people like Ellen DeGeneres? And probably she's the most famous now of the people that they have there. How much does that change, though, the interest level from the audience? It's like play-by-play people. Like Al bringing up Art Linkletter. He was popular in his day, and if he does a good job as a host, and I think in that sense, then he's somebody that you don't notice as much. With a game show host or someone doing that kind of a show. But in the case of Simon Cowell, it was entertainment, and it was entertaining, and I think he will be missed on there because people like to beat him up, and now they won't have him to beat up anymore, and I don't know that they have someone to take his place. I'm going to leave you with this quote from Albert Einstein: try not to become a man of success, but rather to become a man of value.